What's going on, everybody? This is Drew here. I want to welcome you all to a brand new episode of Phoenix Down. This is Phoenix Down 128.4, and we are continuing our playthrough of Greedfall. Today I have with me Matt.
Hello.
And yeah, it's been 2 weeks. Everybody was kind of busy. That's okay. We're still making our way through it. I feel like I did a lot in this game. but I also feel like I still have a lot to go.
Yeah, it's funny how you can feel like you're making a lot of progress. You know, I found new campsites, I finished quests, I did a lot of things. And then when you zoom out to, like, the macro scale on this game, you're like, oh, I didn't really do much of anything.
Yeah, this game
maybe I did one or two bit main chapters, but some of them are long. I mean, I just went through a chapter that was super, super short, maybe 10 minutes. But the one before that felt like it was 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a little hard to gauge sort of progress if you make an hour and a half and you don't even finish a chapter.
Yeah. So, like, the last time we talked, I had said that I had just chose to go down a single quest line. And the quest line that I was going down was the following the Bridge Alliance and how they were going to, they were studying the natives and, you know, some of them got kidnapped and stuff like that. And, there was this healer with the natives that could possibly heal the Malachor, and she sicked her dogs on us and then ran off to this dungeon. And I had made it into that dungeon, but I hadn't finished it. Well, after making it through that dungeon, there was a boss fight there, and I had zero issues with that boss. Like, it was almost stupid easy. And we get the cutscene where we find her, and she is actually being chased down by a Bridge Alliance person. And
this is a pretty intense set of cutscenes.
I thought she was dead because he shot her and she fell over dead. And then we're like, who the heck are you? And he's like, oh, I've been following you this whole time. Thank you for bringing her to me. And we're like, okay, well, you're not going to take her. She's still alive, by the way. Well, you're not going to take her. And he's like, well, then I guess I will have to kill you. And I have a fight with him. I fight him, and then he yields, and then we're like, okay, so what do we do with you? Which I can let him go, or I can kill him, and I'm going to be honest with you, I chose to kill the sucker.
I feel like we're playing this game pretty similar.
Did you kill him too?
Because I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Desardes is a pretty easygoing guy that wants everybody to get along, but you know, if there is a set of bad guys in this game for me, it's clearly the Bridge Alliance.
See, I don't think that. I think the zealots, the San Mateus people.
Oh yeah, them too.
Oh, I don't like those people at all.
Yeah, which you know, maybe is kind of an interesting thing about this game because it's not any particular faction that's bad, right? No full faction is bad, but there are certainly individuals within it who either want power or are so focused on their religion to the only end that anyone who doesn't believe them is, you know, despicable or almost non-human.
Yeah.
And then this person. So there's these people that are out for themselves, even within the broader factions. And, it's easy to see maybe some of the bad people, not just bad groups.
So what's crazy is that I killed this dude, right? And brought the healer back to the tribe. And, you know, she was like thanking us. And she was like, look, I don't know how to heal this Malachor stuff. In fact, I don't think anybody will know how to heal this stuff. And I was like, okay, so that obviously got me some bad points with the Bridge Alliance. So I went back to the Bridge Alliance, talked to the head guy, the governor. And I was like, so are you sending assassins to try and kill us? And he's like, no. I said, well, One of your dudes went rogue and tried to kill us, as well as the healer we were trying to talk to. And he's like, I promise you I had nothing to do with that. And I was like, okay. So, if you remember the last recording, I said, I want to get a legendary gun, because I am a gun person in this game. So I looked it up. Where do you find a legendary gun? Well, there is only one in the entire game, and it has to do with the Bridge Alliance, and it's a side quest. And so I went to Hikmet and started this quest line. So basically what was happening was, is one of the head researchers there, one of the big professors there, very well renowned, it was speculated that he was doing experiments on the natives. So we had to look into it. When I look into it, I find out that, yes, he is doing horrible experiments. He is actually making natives contract the Malachor and experimenting how their bodies deal with it. He also kidnapped a bunch of the knots as well, because he was trying to figure out why these people are immune to the Malachor, and he was like just doing horrible things to them. So I did this whole quest line, and I exposed him for who he was. I rescued all the people he had captive, and I had to go through a trial. So I met up with the prosecutor. The prosecutor was asking me to collect basically evidence to present during the court case. So I went around and found, like, you know, a bunch of different evidence. I talked to witnesses and tried to get them to testify. And I guess depending on what happens, he can either be found guilty or not guilty. Well, I had a lot of evidence against him, and he was found guilty. So come to find out, Aphra, this was her original teacher, her basically her mentor. And she was like, because I had the option of getting her to testify, and I think if I had her reputation up higher, she may have, but she told me I cannot testify against this guy.
It's an interesting, you know, an interesting bit of overlap there between the, you know, faction missions and your character loyalty missions.
But it was okay. She didn't need to testify. He was found guilty and then executed. And we watched the execution. After that, I went back to the governor and told him about everything that had happened. And he was like, thank you for bringing this to our attention. Thank you for finding justice, all this stuff. And I got so much reputation with the Bridge Alliance that we are now friendly with each other. To the point where I got the achievement for being friendly with the Bridge Alliance. And so I was like, okay, well, I got two factions that are on my side. I got the Bridge Alliance and the Natives.
Is there an easy way to quick look at what your status is with each faction?
I think it's in the menu somewhere. I haven't actually looked.
That would be a thing if I am able to progress and I feel like I'm getting to the last big section, I might want to just pause a little bit and, you know, up it. I would want at least the Knots and the Natives, maybe even the Bridge Alliance, just in case there is some big epic quest where that matters.
So I've seen some pretty good dynamics, because I have Aphra and Ciora in my party. So I'm getting some pretty good dynamics whenever I go into cutscenes, especially when it pertains to either the Natives or the Bridge Alliance, because they also have their input. So I have a woman of faith and a woman of science, and they both put in their input, and it's really good. I think it's a really good dynamic, and I'm going to keep it that way because I feel like it's definitely, this game is definitely leaning toward faith stuff as far as the cure for the Malachor. Because it seems like the science here has kind of failed. It seems like we've reached an endpoint with the Bridge Alliance. I don't know. I feel like I still got a lot more game to go through. But the Bridge Alliance seems to have come to like, okay, we'll keep testing stuff, but I don't know if it's going to work or not. And the reason why I say that is because I then started the other quest line, which was the demonic cult, I think is what it's called.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the demonical cult.
Demonical cult.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the San Mateus, the Teleme kind of branch, which honestly I feel like doesn't make much sense since Teleme is now pretty much taken over by the Coin Guard in my game.
Yeah, it's so weird. The whole world is a bit different in your game.
Yeah, I mean, they do mention it a couple of times. So, like, the Cardinal Mother or whatever, she was able to escape San Mateus, and now she's in New Serene with Constantine. But Teleme is pretty much screwed. Like, I don't even know if I can go there anymore. I think I should probably try, but I think if I do, I'll just probably just get attacked right away. But yeah, this was kind of like their branch. So, they sent a bunch of missionaries into the wilderness to go talk to these people and investigate them because they believe that they're worshiping some kind of god, and that could be the curse is hitting us with the Malachor. And I'll be honest with you, when I started this, oh my god, like I was like, how many branches of this freaking quest line do I have to do?
Yeah.
So nobody wants to talk to me in this camp, but I gotta help people. I gotta go, like, find this healer who is, I can't remember. It's like, because it was so much crap I had to do here. So, this one, you go into the woods and you watch these people do some kind of ritual that then some kind of god talks to them. So you're like, okay, I need to do this ritual so I can speak to this god.
Yeah, and they're kind of lying to you, saying, oh, we don't do anything. And so there's this kind of cool interplay of, like, who do you believe? You know, or even if it is happening, are the assumptions around what they're doing? Because they start off by saying, this cult is like sacrificing people and fairly evil, if you will, right?
Right.
And then they say, oh, we don't know what you're talking about, but they don't seem very convincing when they say it.
So we end up following this guy, and he goes to basically where they do the ritual. So now that we've seen this ritual, we're like, okay, we need to get an audience with this guy. Siora knows who this guy is. It's the man with a thousand faces. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
And so we then travel again to another village where nobody wants to talk to us again. And so we have to get help. There's these people who said that their one guy's brother and one woman's sister have disappeared, and we don't know where they went. So we have to do investigating. Along that investigation, we're also asked to destroy a bunch of nests, monster nests. And I'm just like, man, so I've got to investigate these two areas. I then got to destroy these monster nests. And this is all part of the same quest line. So I had like 8 objectives that I had to do. And yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is so much. But I was able, the problem is like, I thought my game had glitched because the woman who is looking for her sister, she had a quest marker above her, and the quest marker read, destroy one of the nests. And I was like, what the heck? And when I go talk to her, she just said stock dialogue.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck am I doing wrong here? I looked it up. Everybody had the same issue, seems like. And I was missing a nest.
Oh, was it actually a glitch?
No, it wasn't a glitch. It was, it, so it's technically it's a glitch. I think it's just an oversight by the developers. So,
yeah.
I was missing a nest. So, all right.
Yeah.
There's three nests that you have to destroy, but technically there's four nests. Well, I found the fourth nest before I found the third nest. So I thought I'd destroyed all three. The fourth nest doesn't count to the three nests. The fourth nest is where you find the, unfortunately, the dead bodies of the brother and sister that you were trying to find.
Yeah. Those are like in the cave, right?
Yes, those were in a cave. And what we found out was that there was a beast that was unlike the other beasts that was obviously not from around here. And it was kind of brought there to agitate the other beasts, and they ended up attacking this couple and killing them. So I had to look up where the three nests were. I finally found the third nest, and then it finished, and I was like, okay, good.
I think the third nest was the one that I was talking about last week, where I actually had some trouble when I came upon the third nest. Is that the one where you see one of the forest monsters fighting some maybe missionaries?
So that was technically the second nest for me. I saw that.
Oh, okay.
I fought that thing and got killed and said, okay, I'm just going to run around it. And so that's what I did.
Yeah, that was one where I dug my heels in. I must have died. Like, I probably died 10 times at that guy. And then I put it down. I came back the next day. I'm like, all right, I need to set aside an hour. You know, I don't know how long it's going to take. This guy's kicking my butt. I can probably do it if I just go slowly. And then I beat it my first try. I can't tell you how many times that's happened, like, in my life.
Yeah.
Where you're like, this is insurmountable. I can't do it. And then the very next time after some time away, like, I didn't feel like I did anything different, but all of a sudden, first try, and he's done. I'm like, all right, well, if that happened the first time, I wouldn't have even given this interaction another thought.
It's a tried and true tactic. If you can't beat something in a video game, stop playing, take some time off, and come back, and I guarantee you, you will beat it.
It's just funny, because the left side of my brain wants to say that's nonsense. You're building up, you know, you're building up your memory, stay in it, get in the flow, and just get, you'll get better every time, and then you'll finally master it. But that just never seems to work out that way.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to have a refresher.
Yeah.
Come back with funny, but yeah, come back with a new tactic, not even a tactic, just come back with a new fresh brain.
Yeah. Reset reflexes, whatever it happens to be, I don't know. But it's funny, because that's the way you come across it, it doesn't feel like a boss, right? Because he's already mid-fight.
Yeah. Those missionaries are not doing any kind of damage to them.
Yeah. I tried to just wait and see how much of the, you know, like the armor or the shield that they can take down. It's a little, but not much.
Yeah, not much at all. That was probably my biggest... It's the same kind of monster, though, that we fought before, right?
Yeah, I think there's two main kinds. There's really that one, and then there's the one with the, I think they're like the Nadaigs, that have the tentacles in the mouth.
Yeah, and they spit poison.
That burrow and spit poison, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like those are the two main ones.
But yeah.
What I can't tell is if each version of, or each iteration of each version is different.
Yeah.
Or if you fight one type, every one of that type is the same.
Yeah. But after helping the village, they tell me where to go. Go to the swamp. That's where we do our ritual. So I went to the swamp, met an old man there who said he couldn't really remember anything. But we were able to find some dead bodies that had notes and told us exactly how to do the summoning, which was using these drums. I didn't think it was that difficult. You just, you know, wasn't much of a puzzle. But we summoned this, another monster god thing. This one wasn't very difficult either.
So I thought this one was way easier than the random one in the woods.
Yeah, it was. But when we kill it, the old man comes down. He's mad. Apparently this was somebody he knew, his wife or something like that. And what had happened was that this once was a person who then sacrificed themselves to the thousand face god, and they get turned into this nature creature. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, they allude to that a little bit later elsewhere in the game as well. It feels like there is a avenue of transcendence, essentially.
Yeah.
To, like, leave your human body behind and go in a few different directions as part of your communion with the earth or something along those lines.
Right. So, after I do that, it's back to Constantine. So, I finished that one.
Oh, go ahead. So, that section, there was a little bit about the missionaries. Did you do anything to clear out the missionaries?
excuse me. Yeah, I went back to the missionaries and told them, I knew that you have released that creature to basically, you know, rile up the other creatures, and it ended up killing two people. So I highly suggest you leave. And then they left.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I did too. I didn't have to fight them, but given that we had done everything else, we had plenty of evidence to convince them to get out of town.
Yeah. So I finished that, the one quest line that led me to, you know, through the Bridge Alliance, and it said, okay, go talk to Constantine. I finished this quest line, and it says, okay, go talk to Constantine. And I still needed to go talk to Constantine about the coup d'etat with the coin guard. So that was the only thing I could do left, was go talk to Constantine.
Yeah, all arrows are pointing in one direction.
Yep. So I went and talked to Constantine, and he looks like death.
Yeah.
And I do like this one. There's like this long like chain of like, what have you learned? And, okay, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. You know, it was going through all of it. And, you know, we talked about, you know, what happened with the coin guard. We talked about, you know, the Bridge Alliance. We hit a dead end there. And then we talked about, you know, the cult was not really a cult, but their rituals allow them to talk to this thousand face god, and they're like, okay, well, there is a guy who could probably help you that is with the natives, and we might probably need to go talk to him. He would know more about this. Okay. On top of that, Constantine is looking really bad, and so we get another quest to potentially find someone who could ease him, not necessarily heal him, but to at least help his pain, because he seems to be in a lot of pain. So I decided, all right, I'll save the native guy for a little bit later. Let me go see if I can find somebody to at least give some relief to Constantine. I had two options. I could talk to the best doctor that is in Hikmet with the Bridge Alliance, or I could talk to a well-renowned healer with the natives. I don't know if this is a choice, but I chose to go talk to the native healer because it seems like this Malachor stuff is all pointing toward this god.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever the source is, you know, maybe the Bridge Alliance has found something, maybe they haven't, but you're closer to the source, closer to the truth, I feel like, with the natives.
Yes. So that's what I went and did. I went and got this guy.
Yeah. And is that the Trial of the Water?
Maybe. I can't remember what the name of the quest line was.
I'm not totally sure either, but I made the same choice.
Yeah, I had to go help him out. I can't remember what I had to do for him. It's literally the last thing I did. But I've convinced him to come to New Serene, and he did some things with Constantine, helped him with his pain, but he's like, I can't do anything more. Like, this is... I've never seen an illness like this.
Yeah.
So, he's now there with Constantine. And now, the thing I have to do is go talk to this guy. I don't know. I can't remember what his name is. I'm guessing he's a native. Have you done this?
I think so. This is where you're trying to meet the Enon Meal Frictiman?
Maybe.
Is that one?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think so. And what I was going to say about this is it feels like a lot of the... I don't want to say individual missions, because there's a lot of variety in individual missions, but there's almost like groups of missions. I wouldn't even say hubs, but like groups. And this feels like another one where you're going to a village, you're trying to find somebody... They're not there. Nobody wants to talk to you. So you need to do a couple of things to prove your worth. And then once you do, then you get a little bit of information and then you'll be able to find that person. Right. But I feel like that general description has applied to three or four different parts of this game.
Yes. Yes, you are correct.
So I think that's this next section as well.
Okay. Because that's where I stopped. Now, a few updates. The first one being... I got my legendary gun. I got it from that side quest with the doctor, the corrupt doctor.
Oh, nice.
Cannot use that gun because I have to have firearms at level 5. So.
And you're at what now?
4. When I got the gun, I was at 3. And I don't get another point until level 22. And I just turned level 20. Now. There is a respec option in this game. When you kill one of those big bosses, the monster bosses, they drop a item that you can use that allows you to respec.
Oh, really?
Yes. I have not used the one because I'm like, well, maybe I need it for later, but I don't think I will, so maybe I should just go ahead and use one. And I could just go ahead and start using that legendary gun. Now, the problem there is that I fear I'm going to equip this legendary gun and be completely underwhelmed.
Yeah.
That's what I fear.
If you have to sacrifice some other base stats to get there, you know, it's almost kind of funny. If you finally get it, you finally get your legendary gun and you end up overall worse off.
Yeah. So, I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I will save my game, use it, respec, check and see if I like the gun. If I don't, reload my game. I think that would be the best thing to do.
Seems the most prudent way to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of crap to go through, but the other update, I have officially finished the full skill tree of the green path, the agility or the guns and traps path.
Oh, nice.
So I got the ultimate ability, which is bomb. It requires a full gauge of adrenaline. Now, the bomb, when you get it, it's basically just a bomb that you throw and you shoot your gun and it blows up. It does massive damage to shields and does it in a like a big area of effect. So if you got a bunch of enemies grouped up, that's a good time to use that thing.
Nice. So when do you throw it? Is it almost like a grenade launcher?
It's almost like an ability. So I've got it mapped to hold right trigger and press up on the D-pad, and my character basically does like a little flourish. They throw something in the air and then pull out their gun and shoot it, and it blows up. And it's pretty effective with groups of enemies. It's not effective against bosses, and it's also not effective against health. It's really only good for getting rid of shields. Now,
interesting.
There are two smaller upgrades to the ultimate upgrade. One is it increases the blast radius, and then the final upgrade, the bomb now poisons. So I haven't used the poison one just yet. I just unlocked it. But I think that may come in handy. The only thing I can think of, though, is that because it's not that useful on a boss, on a single target like that, it may be better just to save my adrenaline slashes instead of using up the entire adrenaline bar. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'll have to do some experimentation on it. Which I guess now, every time I level up and get a skill point, I guess I can go down a different branch. I could either go down the strength red branch, or I could go down the blue magic branch. I just don't know which one I want to go down.
Yeah, I actually didn't finish off the blue branch, although I did get to the final ability. Because you don't need everything up to that final ability to unlock it. You only need to have gotten there one way or the other.
Right.
So I have the blue, I guess it's the final ability, Storm. And then I have the upgrade to that, which is nice. So basically Storm sends out a shockwave that paralyzes.
Oh, nice.
So it'll stasis all the enemies or multiple enemies, which is cool. And then the upgrade to it makes those stunned enemies more vulnerable to magic damage.
Okay.
So it's a nice combo with my heavy magic dealer. So if you can stasis some, kill the others, and then the ones that are left stasis are extra weak, that's a great combo. I didn't finish out the blue one because I didn't feel like I needed a buff, so the other arm of this is a shield. So I maxed out the lightning dash one, like I said. That's been super, super helpful. I mean, there's so many enemies that charge you or swipe at you, and you can just quick dash out of the way. Super helpful. But I guess I've gone the more evasive route and less the just suck it up and take the damage route, because the other blue avenue there is the shield avenue, which just gives you more protection. I didn't go that route because I felt like if I'm evading it, I don't need to absorb it, and I'll go one or the other.
Yeah.
And so most of my extra points went into red, into the one-handed heavy weapon. So I'm a little bit fractured in my approach on the skills.
Yeah, I it's the green trap / firearm thing is really all about just staying away from people, like putting down traps and letting them run into them, which I don't use much traps. Maybe I should. The other issue I'm running into is that I don't have any crafting, so traps and ammo are kind of required for that skill tree, and I'm having to buy most of my stuff or find it. And I've ran into, I've got a good amount of, so one of the things I find most useful is the coatings for the weapon. So that's part of that skill tree too. And the poison coating has actually come in handy because I've got it to where it's like really potent poison and I can slash like 6 times and it will poison each time. And it's doing decent amount of damage over time. Not crazy amounts. You still got to, you know, fight. But I would say it's definitely making my fights a little bit easier to do. I don't know where I found these poison coatings, but I have like 30 of them. So if I come into a fight where I'm just like, yeah, I kind of don't want to deal with this, or if it's like a boss, I'm just putting some coating on there and slashing them around. And there's all different types of coatings. It's not just poison. There's like stasis coating. There's all different kinds.
Does that automatically stasis them if you hit them?
I think so. But and then the traps. I've got a good amount of traps, and the traps are okay. I mean, it seems like the traps are really good for like breaking shields. That's I think that's kind of what this skill tree is all about, is breaking shields and then shooting them. So I don't know. I'm still. I feel like maybe I do need to respec and just try that legendary rifle out.
I mean, if you've got it, it would be painful not to try it out.
Yeah, and not wait 2 more levels to try it.
Yeah.
So, I think that may be the next thing I do. But so you've made it past where I stopped, and you still feel like there's a lot more game left, right?
Yeah, I still feel like there's a lot more game left because I spent some time trying to find this healer, I guess. Found them, and then I'm on a path to find a different healer, or the king of the island. But I don't know exactly how the rest of it unfolds, because like I said, I thought I was right about at the end, and where you were, maybe you got guided or pulled the pieces together in the right order, such that 3 different things told you to go see Constantine, and so you naturally would say, alright, that's the next step to do. But for me, I was on a path. I could swear it says you need 2 seeds to open this door. I have my 2 seeds. But I can't do the next step. And I don't feel like I was guided to where I need to go. I feel like I just hit a brick wall in this quest line. And literally it's just a cutscene that says, we can't do anything else. You might as well go talk to Constantine. And I find that to be a weirdly hard stop in a game that is so organic with the way the different quests kind of merge and unmerge and lead into each other. I feel like if I had done things differently and played it out in such a way that I felt like I needed to go see Constantine, I'd still be on my merry way, but it was just a bit jarring hitting a brick wall like that. So, the thing is, I don't know. I know I have at least a few more missions on sort of the core Malachor quest line, but I also think I still have a few missions on Constantine's, and I don't know how many of those you need to do, or, you know, is it ideally you do all of them, but, you know, your path through them might not have you interact with all of them. I don't know. I don't know if it's a choice I get to make, if it's the after effects of whatever decisions I make, or how guided it's going to be. So while I think there's a lot of game left, I guess I don't know how much of that I'm going to see unless I actively try to see it all.
So yeah, that was
better or worse.
That was the thing I found interesting, was like And that's the reason why I asked, is this a choice? Because I had the choice of going to Hikmet to talk to the best doctor they got there, or talk to the native healer. And when I went and talked to the native healer and got convinced him to come talk to Constantine, I don't think I can go back to Hikmet and choose the physician. So yeah. I'm like, okay, so that was a choice, or was it? I don't know. I don't know. Like this game is weird, dude. This game is like, I don't know how I feel about this, because it's definitely ambitious. It's definitely got a lot of stuff that, like, I didn't know this game was going to be that deep. I didn't know this game was going to do this kind of stuff or give me these choices. But at the same time, like, with a game like Mass Effect or Dragon Age or The Witcher 3, you can still kind of game it. You can still kind of figure out, all right, if I do this, this will happen kind of thing. And you see how it plays out. With this game, it's like a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I have locked myself out of this. Have I not? I didn't even know. Obviously, these are loyalty missions. I didn't know that if I hadn't done this loyalty mission halfway through the game, that a guy would kill himself. You know, I'm just like, what? Like this game.
Yeah, you're not gearing up for a big the end game,
right?
Like Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, and so I was just like, I don't know, I'm kind of taken off guard by this game, which I guess is a good thing, because it's kind of refreshing. Just, to have crazy stuff happen, like, not even halfway through it. And, like, I feel like there was a lot more that I could do before the coup happened. But I just chose to do the quest line that then led to the coup.
Yeah, you mean you didn't make the choice to get there because you didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
And I guess it doesn't really give you a hint to say, hey, something is happening. Maybe you want to make sure you're prepared for it or anything like that to say, all right, well, I'm gonna take a break from forward progress and do some lateral stuff.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's, I guess it keeps you on your toes. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the end of the game goes, because I think it's going to sway my feeling on the game quite a lot. Because I feel like I'm of two minds, where I appreciate the ambition. I actually really like the game. It doesn't really feel like too many other RPGs that I've played.
Yeah.
It's got a really nice atmosphere. I really enjoy the minute-to-minute gameplay. But on the other hand, I feel like what's missing for me is maybe the question of all time, which is, how much freedom should you give the player? Is it better to have ultimate freedom to do anything in any order, or is it better to restrict the player such that you can know what's going to happen first, second, third, and fourth, and craft a narrative around that known structure? You know, there's probably no perfect answer, but if the ending of this game falls flat, I will strongly assume that it's because of the order I chose to do things in, which I would then see as a negative.
Yeah.
But if I have that freedom throughout the game and the game ends well, then I saw some things, I didn't see some things, but if it ends up with a good enough payoff, then I'm amazed that they could get there, given the variety and the pretty crazy difference in the sequence of events that you could do in this game. I mean, even if you and I played the same events, and I think there's a lot of things that we are doing that the other person isn't, but even if we were doing the same things, we most likely would have done them in such a different order that their impact changes. And so, if the game could pull off a good ending with all of those differences baked in, that's impressive.
Yeah.
So, I feel like at the moment I'm still a little bit maybe mired in the middle, where I'm liking things minute to minute. I'm questioning a little bit about what I'm doing overall. But at the top level, I know what I'm doing. You know, it's Constantine and it's the Malachor, and that's pretty clear. So you've got maybe your North Star of the game, which has stayed pretty true throughout. So I can't tell. I feel like every different slice of this game, I have a different opinion on. It's interesting. It's an interesting jumble of things that we're doing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do feel like it's getting maybe a tad bit repetitive, and I think as you kind of mentioned a little bit, maybe there's a bit more padding than I would love in here. But
I would agree with that.
And if I was playing this like so exclusively and so thoroughly, like I'm sure that all has value, right? As you're building up the relationships between the factions and stuff. And I appreciate that it's in there. But like if you pick it up every couple of days and play for a bit, I feel like it's maybe a little bit hard for me to maintain the context of some of the things I'm doing, and so even some things that might not quite be filler feel like filler.
Yeah.
Right, with all these villages. I mean, I feel like 2 years from now I'm going to look at this game and it's going to be like, yeah, I know, we went to a bunch of villages, we looked for a bunch of people, and, you know, we did some missions to get the villagers to agree with us. They didn't like us because we were an outsider, but the whole time they maybe thought we weren't 100% of an outsider because there was something on our face, which there's an explanation for, but I just feel like there's a lot of repetition or symmetry, however you want to call it, between a lot of the mission groups, as I kind of mentioned before.
Yeah, and that's one thing I actually really enjoy. It's just, you know, the dynamics between all the different, you know, factions and your party members too.
And the fact that it's not preset, like it's so weird that, you know, we'll both have radically different allegiances with these factions, I think. And does that matter?
Yeah.
Will it have any repercussions in the game?
That's a good question. I'm still waiting on that. I'm waiting on that ball to drop to where, do my decisions matter? I think they do. I would hope.
I think they do. And even I feel like in this game, even if they don't matter to that level, they do provide some context again for what's happening on the island and the relations. So I don't even think it's a total waste, even if it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of, you know, people will die or the ending will be radically altered. It would be nice if it did matter, but I don't want to set it up so that that's the only thing that determines whether the end of this game is good or not.
Sure. I mean, you know, the last thing you want is the last part of it to sour your feelings on it. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Especially looking back and being like, yeah, you know, the ending may have been a little rough, but there was some good dynamics in there. There was some really crazy stuff that happened in between. You know, I think overall I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah. I thought the beginning of this game was pretty tight.
Yeah, it was.
Leaving the island, I thought, you know, and again, did that just depend on the order of quests that I did? I don't know. But I really liked doing the Vasco quest line and how that kind of ties in with, you know, you need the Knots early on to leave to get to the island. And there's a lot of pieces that open up the world for you in a way that I'm like, oh, wow, I feel like I'm learning things. I feel like I'm immersing myself in this world. I feel like the last few hours I've played haven't quite had that sense of discovery. It's been just a bit more, you know, we got to get through to get to the next part.
Yeah. I thought that, you know, learning about this ritual and this god or whatever it is I was like, okay, so it's more than just a disease and stuff like that. I mean, which we kind of knew that there was people, you know, we see these monsters that are made out of like nature or whatever, but it seems like there's something kind of grander about it, something bigger than us kind of thing. So
it's sort of the mythology of this world in a sense.
Yeah. And it's something I've never really seen before. This is kind of interesting. It feels almost like a cross between Dragon Age and The Witcher. Some of this stuff feels a lot like The Witcher, where it's like, you know, like some of the freaking lore in The Witcher 3. I said it a million times. I was like, nobody would have ever thought of this stuff. I never would have thought about this stuff in a million years. But like, you know, like when we were dealing with the crones, that at one part, you know, he's like, oh, I found a mural of these three women. Oh, the mural's made of human hair. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what is this? What? Who would have thought of this? And then they summon, when he touches it, he can talk to the crones. I was like, what is this? This is wild. Oh, man, The Witcher 3 is so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I got. So I guess we'll see. We're gonna keep trekking through it. Who knows? I highly doubt we're gonna beat this game for the next recording.
Yeah, I think if we do, something might have gone horribly wrong. Right, like some kind of bad ending where I wasn't ready for the end boss or something.
Right.
I feel like my goal is still to see as much of the rest of this game as possible. I mean, I could try to mainline it, but again, there's still at least two major quest lines, plus any time for gaining, you know, loyalty. Like, I haven't done a single thing with Aphra.
I haven't either. She hasn't really talked to me about doing something for her, right?
Yeah, she hasn't talked to me either. I know Petrus is waiting to talk, but I haven't really had time for him.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't.
I did early on, and I enjoyed, you know, his interactions with the Mother Cardinal. So that was another piece. I'm like, this is a quest line I enjoy that I may or may not have time to get back to, which is a weird thing.
Yeah.
To almost intentionally give up on Petrus.
I don't use him.
Yeah, I don't either.
No need. I don't use him or Vasco. I've got my party.
Yeah, mine's Ciora and Vasco are my party.
Nope. Ciora and Aphra for me.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We're going to keep going through it. Like I said, I mean, we can take our time if we want to. So it's, you know, I'm still enjoying this game.
Yeah, next up for me is Constantine. I owe him a visit. I need to see how he's doing. I left him with that. I left him with the native doctor as well, and I was told that he's disappeared, so I'm going to try and find him.
Constantine's disappeared?
Constantine has disappeared.
Oh, snap.
I don't know if he was, like...
kidnapped?
I don't know if there's anything malicious behind it.
Gotcha.
He might have just wandered out. I didn't get the sense that he's been abducted or anything necessarily, but maybe that's what I need to investigate next.
Gotcha. Well, I guess that may be popping up for me soon. So, okay. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I know we do have an email. It says finale, so I'm going to save that for the end. So Chad, just hang in there. We'll get to it eventually. But if you would like to send an email, it's drew@ztgd.com. You can also tweet to us. I am at DML Fury. Matt is at REMGS. And the podcast itself is at ZTG the Phoenix Down. But that's going to be it for us. Thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. Send us some emails. We'd love to hear your thoughts on Greedfall. But until next time, I am Drew.
And I'm Matt.
And we are out of here. You guys have a great week, and we'll be back next week with the continuation of Greedfall.